following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
So in Matthew 6, Jesus says, "Give us today our daily bread." And this is actually the first petition where it moves from it being this Godward focus to him instructing his followers to now pray for their needs. And I was thinking, man, what an amazing thing it is to be reminded of who God is through those first three petitions, and then now being able to ask and recognize, man, we serve the all-powerful God of the universe. So then what does it mean to ask for, you know, your daily bread? I mean, for most of us, we have the ability to go to a grocery store at any time and pick up the bread of our choice, right? You want keto? You can get keto. If you want Ezekiel bread, get Ezekiel bread. If you want just white bread, you get white bread, right? Well, for the people in Jesus' day, bread was a little bit different for them. Bread was seen almost synonymously with sustenance or the ability to have their deepest or to have their needs met, right? I think it was said that a lot of people in that day were only, you know, meals away from starvation. And so, again, bread was necessity. Bread was very important. And so as Jesus is saying, hey, give us today our daily bread, he's saying, man, we're to pray and we're to be dependent upon the Lord for the necessities that we have in life. Now, here's the thing. Those necessities, we often feel like, well, they need to be taken care of. So who's going to end up taking care of it? And so we feel like, oh, man, it's got to be us. Or it's got to be this thing. Or we feel like the source of it often is, you know, maybe a job or maybe contingent upon all these other things. But Jesus says, no. Ultimately, the source of what is good, the source of your provision is found in dependency upon him. At least that's where it should be. Later on in the chapter in Matthew 6, Jesus talks about how God clothes the flowers of the field, how he gives the birds of the air their food. How much more does he love you who are his kids? Instead, our role, he says, is to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things from there will be added unto us. So he's saying, depend upon the Lord by asking for him and asking for what you need in prayer, and seek the Lord, trusting that he's going to be the one that is going to bring it about. All right, well, God bless you guys, and hope you have a great rest of your day.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life